Saturdays are supposed to be work days. Before you drive over here, double check with Brother Jason. I think we're going to lay some blocks. Some was laid yesterday, I think. I got a list of praises here. We about run out of prayer requests. When I make that phone call and I get done, they say you just called 200 people. So 200 people prayed to the Creator, and Haley, Becky's and Jason's relative, little girl, just wasn't doing any good at all. But she come out of it doing fine. You just heard about it. Prayed for Ralph Moore, went to Morgantown, and his wife got him saved while he was up there. That's my neighbor, Ralph Moore. And I understand that Wade Boyce is doing a lot better. And I understand Charlie Sanford's doing a lot better. That was going to be a prayer request. Now it's a praise already. Brother Teddy, in a minute, I'm going to ask you to pray for him and Rick and Steve and these praises. And then Gene Thomas was supposed to leave this evening, this afternoon, and go to Pittsburgh or Clarksburg or somewhere. They're going to check out a nodule, a spot on his lung. And they called him the other day, one day this week, said, never mind. Forget it. Said, you're all right. How about thanking him, Brother Teddy? How about thanking him?
We've got another praise, Matea and her baby. She had a C-section, came through that great, and the baby's fine. 7 pounds, 13-ounce baby boy, 20 inches long. So there's another praise.
Any praises? We're not taking requests this morning. We're taking praises. Any other praises? Hallelujah. We got here. Go ahead, Brother Teddy.
Great I am.
Yeah.
Yes.
Before I'm ready, just tell them I'm a great I am.
Yes.
You're almighty. You're holy. God, you're right. We're wrong. Yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for Brother Charlie.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I pray, Lord, you'll just work on Rick and Steve, Lord.
Yes. Yes.
God, they get back to the church and do what's right.
Yes. Yes.
God, we thank you for Wade. Yes. I don't know what's happening there, but Lord, you do. Maybe this will bring you closer to you. God, he'll get his life straightened up. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing there. Lord, I pray for his dad, Bradley, and his wife and all those families, Lord. God, it says, open their eyes and see it, how great you are. Thank you for the little girl, 9-year-old, man, yes. Oh man. Only you can do what you do.
Amen.
God, we thank you for that. God, we thank you for Miss Jean sitting here this morning.
Yes,
hallelujah. What
yes.
A Vanessa back here, Lord. Thank you, thank you.
Yes.
You're wonderful.
Yes.
God, I ask you to continue to bless us. Lord, we pray for George, he be saved.
Yes.
God, you can do it.
Yes.
But we're praying.
Yes.
We're thanking you for already for it, Lord.
Yes.
God, thank you for this service today. Thank you for Brother Rick.
Yes.
Oh, thank you for that word, that precious
yes.
Word.
Thank you for
how real it is, how true, that
yes.
Living word.
Yes.
Lord, we're going to learn about you and your creation.
Yes.
And Father, you're still doing it. You're holding this whole universe together.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. What a Savior. What a
yes.
Wonderful friend. There's
yes.
No friend like you. Thank you for being
yes.
That close this morning. God, we just love you. Now, Lord, I ask this morning, Lord, that this word would touch us.
Yes.
God, our hearts would be open. Lord, would you
please
just clear our minds from this old world for a while? Oh, may we put our eyes towards you, face to face with Jesus. Wow.
Yes.
What a wonderful thing to think. And we think of heaven and all the things there. No more disappointment. No sorrow. Lord, I thank you, Lord. I pray for Miss Peggy this morning. Oh, Lord, would you just be with her? Miss Hope. For those who can't be here. Hallelujah, you're wonderful. Now, God, may we just praise you, and may you just do a mighty work. Lord, would you show up in a mighty way?
Yes.
Please.
Walk these aisles.
Yes.
God, there's some unspoken prayer requests this morning, I know.
Yes.
Only you can answer. You can help. I just want to thank you.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord, for our family.
Yes.
I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God.
Yes.
I made this a small part, but I'm a part.
Yes.
That's how good you are. Thank you for Calvary. Thank you for mercy and grace this morning. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Thank you for Brother Gene and the report there.
Yes.
We just missed on. Oh, we go on and on.
Yes, amen.
Everyone here is a blessing this morning. Lord, just may the Holy Spirit have His way.
Yes.
Lord, may You just bind us strongly this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, may we focus on You and Your holiness. What a great God. What a great Savior. Bless our country, Lord, I pray. Lord, please be with our soldiers. God, keep them out of harm's way this morning, I pray.
Yes.
Thank you for our pastor and his wife.
Yes.
Lord, just bless him, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to Mountain State Baptist Church, Seekers Sunday School class. Have you been reading the Bible every day, praying every day? If you need help with it, I'll get you one of these schedules. Everyone that reads the Bible through this year can come to the Bible Readers Banquet free of charge. And free still better than cheap. Okay, we're in Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. We've been trying to talk about how big He is. I understand if you hold a dime out at arm's length, you're covering up like 1 million stars. And He made all this. We're trying to learn about the Creator, the one that made all this. He's bigger than that. He's bigger than that. Well, who is He anyway? In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. Who is He? What's His name? Which God are we talking about, Brother Rick? Well, I'm glad you asked. Let's see if we can figure it out here. See, I didn't know. I knew Jesus was a prophet, a priest, a king. I knew He did miracles, but I didn't know He was God. I didn't know He was Jehovah. And actually, after I got saved, I was explaining that to my cousin one day. We were deer hunting, just sitting down on a stump there, and I was telling him that Jesus was God, and he got mad at me. He got mad at me, and his dad was a Baptist preacher. And about a week later, he came over to the house and apologized. He said, I asked Mommy, and she said, you was right. I said, Jesus is God. I said, okay. I just come to tell you, that's who He is. That's who He is. Titus knew who He was. Let's look at it in Titus 2:13. Titus didn't miss it. See, I missed it. So much stuff went over my head. I was a space cadet. Titus 2:13. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. They're one and the same. The great God and our Savior is the same. It's the same. Stephen, he knew who he was. Let's look in Acts there, chapter 7. Acts chapter 7. I didn't know. I was dumb. I haven't got much brighter, but I have figured this out. Acts 7:59. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God. And when Stephen called on God, how did he call on Him? He said, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they're the same. Jesus is Jehovah. Jesus is God. He's the Creator. He's the Lord God Almighty. Do you know Him? Do you know who He is?
Yes.
I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. He's more than just a story.
Yes.
He is the King of glory. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. Boy, some heads jerked up when Brother Rick started singing. That was something. That was something. Jesus is Jehovah. We're called Christians because we believe Christ is God. If we believe Buddha was God, we'd be Buddhist. If we believe Mohammed was God, we'd be Islam or something like that. Matthew, in the New Testament, Matthew shows us that Jesus is King. He's King of the Jews. Brother Mark, he shows us that Jesus is a servant. No chronology. Anybody can be a servant. No genealogy, I mean. Luke, Brother Luke, he shows us that Jesus is a man, that he was human. Luke's the doctor, the physician. He shows us the man side, But Brother John, he shows us over and over and over again that Jesus is very God. 100 times, one form or another, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That's in just the book of John. Just the book of John. Now, there's 66 books in the Bible and 66 chapters in Isaiah, and there's a parallel. Chapter 43 in Isaiah parallels with St. John. And chapter 43 tells us some of the same things, that Jesus is God. Let's look at that in Isaiah 43:3. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. So we know in the Old Testament when it's capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, that's Jehovah. Look down in verse 11 and you see something real similar there.
Yeah,
if I can get it here. Verse 11, I am the Lord, and beside me there's no Savior. Now hold your finger there, we're coming back. Let's look at Titus again, chapter 1. Titus chapter 1 and verse 3 and 4. It says, but hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. That would match Isaiah. To Titus, mine own son, after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ our Savior. Now let me ask you, are there two Saviors or are they the one God and they're the same? There's one. God is our Savior. Jesus is our Savior. Back to Isaiah 43:14. Thus saith the Lord your Redeemer. Jehovah is our Redeemer. Hold your finger there. Go over to Colossians 1. Colossians 1. If you want to put a marker there, we'll be there a good bit today. I hope. Good Lord willing. Colossians 1, 12 through 14. Giving thanks unto the Father, capital F Father, Heavenly Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us. Anybody been delivered?
Yeah.
From the, look what he's delivered from, the power of darkness. And that translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, that's capital S son, in whom we have redemption. Well, Isaiah said Jehovah was the Redeemer. Here, his dear son is the Redeemer. Are there two Redeemers or are they the same? They're the same. They're one, Brother Ted. Let's look at it again. Back to Isaiah 43:15. I am the Lord, the big Lord, the capital Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. That's Jehovah is the Creator. Now how about right here where we were in Colossians? We quit in 14, I think. In whom we have redemption through His blood. That's His dear Son. Even the forgiveness of sin, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. By Him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by His dear Son and for Him. Are there two creators or are they the same? They're the same. They're the same. You can't let Brother Teddy get all of them. Let's look at St. John. St. John, chapter 1. In the beginning, your mind goes back to Genesis 1:1 that we read. It doesn't start like that hardly anywhere else. In the beginning was the capital W word. Keep watching. I hope we see that Jesus is the living Word. The Bible's the written Word. And I'm just going to go ahead and say they're equal. That's what Jake says. I don't know. I think I know. I'm almost scared to say it. But anyway, in the beginning was the capital W Word, and the Word was with God.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. It must be Jesus. And the Word was God.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus and God are the same. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Verse 11, and He came unto His own. Verse 10, and He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. Knew Him not. Verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, the Creator. How about John 10:30? I and the Father are one. Any questions on that? I'm having trouble understanding my Bible. Wonder what that means in the Greek. John 10:30. I and my Father are one.
Amen.
Yeah, He's one. Let's look at it in Exodus. They're one. Exodus 3. Now, I've said this wrong before. I said Moses getting ready to go see Pharaoh, but the truth is, it's the people of God he's getting ready to face. And he asked the Lord, he said, when I'm talking to them, who do I say you are? Which God sent me? What's your name? And Exodus 3, I just washed my hands. I can't do a thing with them. They're messing me up here. I bet it's on the board, isn't it? And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children. It's the children that didn't know. The children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is His name? What shall I say unto them? Well, what's He going to say? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. He said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. He said, that's my name, the great I am. Now let's move over to the New Testament now. We're talking about John telling us about Jesus being God. Let's look at John 4. John 4, 25 and 26. Verily, verily, I say unto you. Wait, that's chapter 5. John 4, 25 and 26. The woman said to him, I know that Messiah cometh, that God's going to come as a man, the Messiah, the Redeemer's coming, which is called Christ. Capital C. When He has come, He'll tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am He. He said, I am. I'm the Messiah. I'm the self-existing one you heard about. Moses told you about. Chapter 6, verse 35. Chapter 6, 35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. Chapter 8, verse 23. And He said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. The great I am, the self-existent one, the one Moses talked about. Chapter 9, verse 5. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. This is red letters. This is Jesus talking. Chapter 10, verse 7. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Any sheep in here?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? The door to heaven is Jesus. It's the great I am. It's in red letters there. Chapter 10, verse 11. I am the good shepherd. Jesus still talking? Still red letters? Verse 14. I am the good shepherd. He told them over and over. Over and over again. Chapter 10, verse 36. Say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. Chapter 11, verse 25. That's what they accused him of. They didn't kill him for anything he did. They killed him because of who he said he was. Chapter 11, verse 25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. Chapter 13, verse 13. Ye call me Master and Lord. Ye say well, for guess what? So I am. So I am. 14:6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you're here today and you need to be saved, I'll go ahead and tell you he's the way. If you're not, just not sure about it, I'll just go ahead and tell you that he's the truth. And if you want to be satisfied, he's the life. He is it. He's the life. 15:1. I am, red letters, I am the true vine. And my Father's the husband. Well, let me ask you, is that a play on words? Did he understand what he was saying? Did they understand what he was saying? Or do you understand? Do you understand what he's saying? Well, let's see. John 5:18. Therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him. Here's why. Why were they going to kill him? Because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said that God was his Father. And they knew that meant he was making himself equal with God. That's why they killed him. But what we do many times, we underestimate him. We underestimate him. I know he answered prayer, but surely he wouldn't answer for little Oakley back there and his mamaw Donna, both would. He surely wouldn't answer for Haley and Ralph and Wade and Char. We underestimate him. We forget who he is. We forget how big he is. Let's see Mark. Mark 6. I'll just start in verse 1. And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hand?
Yeah.
Is not this the carpenter? They underestimated who he was. Oh, he's a carpenter, all right. He was a carpenter. So back to Colossians there. 1:12. They underestimated who he was. See, he was a carpenter, but he was more than a carpenter. He's the creator. He made the boards. He never cut a board too short. He never cut a board too long. He never measured twice and cut once. Oh, he's a carpenter, all right. They had that part right. But they underestimated who he was. He's a creator. He's a creator, Brother Garth. They're standing in the midst of the creator. Those nails went through the creator's hands. Those nails went through the creator's feet. That spear went in the creator's side. The thorns is on the creator's head. That was the creator. It's talking about Colossians 1:12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of saints of light. This is Colossians 1:13. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. See, He's not from around here. He's not like us. He's from above and we're from below. He's the Creator. In whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. See, He's more than we think. We underestimate Him. Chiquita Banana didn't make those bananas. They didn't hang them on the tree in a bunch with an odd row, odd number, and then an even number in the bunch, an odd number, an even number. If you get them off the tree and get down there and look real close, there's a tag that says EMBHDS, made by His dear Son. Amen. Chiquita didn't have nothing to do with it. Sun-kissed don't know about oranges. When you see Sun-kissed, you ask, how'd you get an even number of sections in every one of those? Sun-kissed, how'd you do it? Sun-kissed didn't do it. You open it up, you get down there in the middle, and you look, and there's a little tag that says MBHDS, made by His dear Son. We're talking about the Creator. They underestimated who He was. Long stem roses, you look down in there past the pistil, past the stamen, down in there in the bottom, and there's a little tag that says MBHDS, made by His dear Son. Every one of them. Every one of them. I'm talking about the Creator. Grand Canyon, you ride the mule down into the bottom, roll one of those rocks over down there, and there's a little tag that says MBHDS, made by His dear Son. He made the Grand Canyon. Old Faithful, you wait till she quits blowing, stick your head down in that hole, and there's a little tag down there that says MBHDS, made by His dear Son. Made by His. The North Pole, you pull that flag up and look down in the hole, and there's a tag that says MBHDS, made by His dear. He's the only one that can make it. He's more than a carpenter. He wasn't just a carpenter. They underestimated who He was. A seahorse, you pick up his back foot, get ready to shoe him and rasp that thing off, and there's a little tag right there that says MBHDS, made by His dear Son. He's more than a carpenter. He's more than a carpenter. Kangaroos, you catch that mama, get those boxing gloves off of her, turn that pouch wrong side out. There's a little tag right there that says MBHDS. She was made by His dear Son. Yeah, He's a carpenter, but He's more than that. He's more. You know what? You got a tag. You got a birthmark. It might be that thumbprint, but you got a tag somewhere that says MBHDS. You were made. You were created by His dear Son. By His dear Son. The ranch house restaurant had a lump of coal out front. And if you look on the bottom, you roll it over, Brother Teddy, it's got a tag on it that said MBHDS, made by His dear Son. He was a carpenter, all right. They had that right. He was a master carpenter. But they underestimated who He was. He was way yonder more than that. He's not from around here. He's the Creator. He's the one that can go up to Morgantown and touch you, sister.
That's right.
He's the Creator. The Creator. Why a carpenter's house? Why did He grow up in a carpenter's house? Why not a farmer's house? There's plenty of farmers around. Why not a shepherd's house? That'd have been neat. He is a shepherd. Why not a shepherd's? Why not a fisherman's house? Why not in Peter's house? Fisherman's house. Well, number one, carpenters make things. Well, what did he make, Brother Rick? Well, he made the sun, moon, stars, everything you can see. He made the world. He made a word. And he made a way. So we get in. Carpenters make things. That's what they do. Number two, they make things with wooden nails. You know, like Noah built the ark. Redeemed him. Anyone that would, whosoever will, everybody got in the boat, was redeemed, was saved. Everybody didn't drown. He made us wooden nails as a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. And number three, the reason he grew up in a carpenter's home is carpenters build houses. John 14. Yeah. Let not your heart be troubled. Don't worry, the Creator's watching. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place. Talk about a carpenter, Creator carpenter. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I don't know if you ever noticed, but if you go from here, straight from here to the turnpike, and you're getting ready to turn down that ramp to go to Charleston, don't go through the toll booth. If you'll go like that, there's a big mansion over there. In front of it, Chris Klein mansion. In front of it is a big lake, pond shaped like West Virginia. Over on the right, they got a boathouse. Out behind that, it's a go-kart track. And the boathouse is bigger than my house. But that mansion one day, when we get over yonder, it's going to be my tool shed. That's where I'm going to hang the hoe and keep the chainsaw. He went to prepare a place for us. The Creator did. And one thing He does is build houses. That's what a carpenter does, is build houses. Let's look at it. That was in the past. What about now? Is He still building something? Up Matthew 16. That's all been going on for 2,000 years. It's just about time. I'm just saying they underestimated Him. Let's look at Matthew 16, starting in 13. And when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." And He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Yeah, that's right. He got it right. And Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church." See, a carpenter builds things. He builds houses, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. John 5:17. That was all in the past. What about now? John 5:17. Jesus answered them, "My Father worketh hitherto, and I work." See, He's still working. Ephesians 2. Verse 10. "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." And then verse 19. Ephesians 2:19. "Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. And ye are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. See, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Creator Carpenter, He took two pieces of wood, three nails, made a church, and put me in it. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for writing it down. In Jesus' name, amen.